This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On the off chance you hadn't heard, the NCAA basketball tournament is this week, and you've got your brackets. Perhaps we, however, have something a little bit different. Our own top-seeded teams, where the winner doesn't have the best basketball skills, but the best state economy. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has the call with a little help from ESPN's Reese Davis.
Today's first game features top seed Gonzaga versus top seed Kansas.
A couple of real powerhouses here, Adrian. This is going to go down to the last possession. This is a great matchup.
That's right, Reese. Washington State, home of Gonzaga, has a lot going for it. Big Tech is a dunk there, Amazon and Microsoft. Boeing's got speed, building planes pretty much as fast as it can.
Hey, don't sleep on the state of Kentucky either. Not only just bluegrass, horse racing, the bourbon market's good, especially when they're celebrating big wins.
Kentucky's also been working hard on its unemployment rate. Well, to help us with the scoring, we've got economist Mark Vittner from Wells Fargo.
Well, in a head-to-head match between these two state economies, Washington wins hands down.
Washington really pulled that one off, Reese. Job growth has been almost a percentage point stronger than the rest of the nation.
I probably should have looked a little closer at the numbers in that one because I'm surprised, frankly. I thought that matchup might go to the state of Kentucky.
Now we're on to game two, Indiana versus Kansas.
I think our second game is also going to be a tremendous matchup. A couple of programs from America's heartland where people work hard. Kansas against Indiana. This is a classic matchup.
Indiana's added a lot of jobs this year, Reese, but Kansas is looking tough, too, with agriculture and the energy sector really leading the way.
I think that both states play to win. I think both states are really after growth, after improvement. They try to seize every opportunity, and I think that's really going to be crucial in this matchup.
All right, back to Mark Vittner.
And in this one, it's a tough call, but I think it goes to Kansas.
Reese, you know what? At the end of the day, Kansas just had that unemployment rate that couldn't be beat. 5.5%. Those aren't numbers you see every day.
Not very often, and sometimes you can look at the numbers and figure out exactly who's going to win a matchup. And in Kansas, when they are victorious, they wave the wheat, and I'm sure there's a lot of very healthy wheat waving going on right now with this victory.
We'll see if they're still waving that wheat at the end of our state economy championship between Gonzaga, representing Washington State, and Kansas.
Clock winding down. Gotta go now. 10 seconds to play, and they're looking for the big fella in the post. Establish position. Get wide in the base. Clock winding down. Inside five. Strong move to the bucket, and it is Gonzaga getting the win for the state of Washington.
Wow, incredible. Tech Aviation, a booming housing market. Washington takes this tournament victory.
I don't think I've ever seen anything that's quite sent a tingle up my spine quite like this matchup, and perhaps even put a few bucks into some people's wallets, too.
Now there's only one more thing we have to do.
The ball is tipped.
And there you are.
You're running
for your life. You're a shooting star.
In all the years, no one knows.
Man, oh man. The one and only Adrian Hill and ESPN's Reese Davis. We've got our brackets filled out by all kinds of economic indicators at our website, marketplace.org.
The Butler did it again.